talk some U.S. Open and Tokatee Golf Club, just up 126 in McKenzie River, played yesterday. It's as fantastic as ever. Greens as true as ever. Even hit some decent golf shots, even though one of my playing partners took us to the cleaners. Online, Tokatee.com, we welcome in Dan King. Dan, always appreciate the time. How you doing?
Steve, doing good. How are you?
Great. No
so you enjoyed your round Saturday?
Loved the round.
Fantastic.
Got rained on a little bit, kind of suddenly, but it was actually, it just looked so nice, it was actually worth it coming over the mountains.
Did it rumble on you?
We got a rumble, and the good thing was no lightning. And we go by the rule is if there's any lightning, you adhere to Lee Trevino, stick a one iron in the air, because as you know, not even God could hit a one iron.
Well, that's true, but hardly anybody has a one iron anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It changed a lot. We're all hitting hybrids now.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's a joke because I don't have anything. I don't have even a three or a four. I top out at a five iron in my bag. I'm talking with my buddies all during this tournament. You know, we went through the winning scores, and, you know, one time there was minus eight at the Honda. Everything else goes from 10 under to 22 to 24. And the first three times this event was at Shinnecock, it had the upper hand. Now over par wins. So for you, is it nice to kind of see the change and see for once the course brings the best players on earth to their knees a bit?
I have mixed feelings about that, to be honest with you. I do like to see the greatest players in the world under the greatest challenge. They call it the ultimate challenge now,
right.
I guess. And so, yeah, there's part of me that likes to see that these people we call robots are actually human.
And on the other side, the player in you was like...
Saturday, it got away from me a little bit. I was struggling. I thought it was so much easier in the morning wave than it was in the afternoon, that it seemed like in the very same day it's two different golf courses, where, you know, I don't mind four different golf courses in four different days, because the wind could come out of the north, it could come out of the south, it could come, you know,
right,
a golf course can change, and it could rain or it could not rain, but it got too close to the edge. I think they went over.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus. And by the way, being from there, the weather on Long Island is always tricky.
So they let you into the Hamptons.
I said I'm from back there, meaning east. No, I remain banned from the Hamptons for sure.
I'm sure I couldn't get in either.
So when you as a player are playing a tournament and Mother Nature throws a curve like that, be it wind, rain, or another X factor, how difficult is it to kind of alter course and maybe your shot making or club selection?
I think the biggest obstacle is mental. And being from the Northwest, we run into this situation. We do get inclement weather, you know, in our golf tournaments. And I remember I was a Jack Nicklaus disciple when I was a kid,
right.
And I remember one time Jack saying that, or I read, can't even quote the source, but it said, on bad weather days, Jack Nicklaus would walk into the locker room, and he immediately knew he had 50 people beat because they were crying about the weather. They figured, and so what happens is, mentally, you know, you're thinking about playing perfect golf or great golf or good golf, and you make a bogey or two, and that can get into your psyche, and all of a sudden you start trying too hard. And you press, and it can backfire on you. And it's the guy that can be patient through the most difficult conditions that tends to be there when the conditions get better.
Talking with Dan King, Tokatee Golf Club, and I'm sure this has surfaced over the last 48 hours, but you have Phil Mickelson on 13 putting for bogey, runs it past the cup, and he takes off running after it, gets the two-shot penalty. A lot of people have said, how was he not disqualified? I mean, you know the rules, you know the etiquette as a high-level player. What's your take on all that?
You know, first of all, I was watching it, and so live, and I was shocked. I couldn't believe what I had just saw. So I have a buddy, Rick Wild, who's a PGA professional, and does scoring for the PGA Tour. Of course, the USGA is in control of this event,
right?
Not the PGA. And I immediately texted him. Immediately, I said, DQ. That was my text. He immediately texted me back. He said, no, but he better sign a scorecard correctly. So I knew there was a penalty involved, I thought, you know, my first impression was disqualification. Since then, I've heard, you know, a number of different explanations, as we all have, and it just was, this is where the USGA made themselves vulnerable, and they gave Phil the benefit of the doubt. I call it the Jordan rules. People forget how often he got to travel and got every call. But I wonder, and this is the part that bothers me the most, not that they didn't DQ him, not anything like that, but I wonder what would have happened to a lesser-named player.
Yeah, and, you know, you're playing twosomes, and all of a sudden you'd have had a single out there. You wonder if TV played a role. But
Steve, that's true. And honestly, I felt sorry for Beef a little bit. You know, I mean, he's kind of playing sidekick to Phil, and Phil's laughing at this point. I don't know if you saw it or not. But they're walking off that green, and they're laughing, and I'm thinking, and Beef, it seemed to me, lost his concentration for a couple holes after that.
Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, you know, you're playing with Phil Mickelson. Aside from Tiger, he's the most popular golfer in the world, and a veteran. I think that maybe is what was as surprising as anything. I mean, it just was, I guess, out of character. But I'll tell you what, that was a new one.
It was. It was. And then, in response, it seems like they made it pretty easy on Sunday.
Right.
But though, give credit to Tommy Fleetwood. What a round.
That's crazy. You know, I wanted to talk about the winner because, man, I don't know if it's because he primarily started on the Euro Tour, played a lot internationally, missed a lot of the year with the tendon in his wrist. But coming in, you know, Brooks Koepka was the defending champ, ranked eighth in the world, and we know, attention-wise, it's Tiger and Day and Spieth and DJ and Justin Thomas. But any logic to, even though he was the defending champ, Koepka was a little under the radar coming in.
Way under the radar. I was surprised, but I have to tell you, I put him in my pool. So I picked him ahead of the game, and we had a few people pick him. He's been a good player for a long time. I think ever since he left the NFL. Didn't he play in the NFL?
Brooks Koepka?
I mean,
at the Euro
Tour.
Talk
about a big athlete.
Yeah, he is a big guy.
Golf. No, I know he didn't play in the NFL. I'm kidding. But he's been a good player for a long time.
Well, I think it's Jack, Tiger, and one other player now. Won two Opens by 30. So history will be kind to him. You know, I know, Dan, this is guesswork, and I've discussed this with golf fans on the show all year. But as far as Tiger, now he's 42. I mean, the surgeries he's had on his back and his discs. You know, he's had some moments, but the tour is just so cutthroat. Is it logical to think he could rise up maybe at a course he likes, like Augusta National or Pebble Beach next year? Or do you think more likely his days as a major champ might be in the rear view?
Yeah, you hate to say that just because of the greatness we witnessed over all these years, but it sure seems that way, Steve. He seemed a little bit lost out there, and when things got a little tough, you know, as good as he is and used to be on every clutch moment, that moment seems to have escaped him now, and then it becomes another case of frustration, it seems like to me. So I'm not going to, you know, throw him out yet. I think he still has the ability to win. I think he's still a great athlete. I think that the surgeries will have a lasting impact the rest of his life, unfortunately. Those things never come back 100%, I don't think.
Right.
Just because he's been there so many times, he knows what it's like to win, he knows how to win, I still think he's got a shot at it.
Well, you know, we'll see, because that window, once you get to be 42, 43, starts to creak closed.
Yes, it does.
Couple more thoughts from Dan King of Tokatee Golf Club. So as we hit summer this week, I know you guys have something really big brewing Friday, July 6th. What kind of celebration is on tap, and what can folks who make it out there look forward to?
Well, we're going to celebrate our 52nd season at Tokatee Golf Club, which is pretty amazing. The field, the scramble, the afternoon scramble for the celebration has filled. So I've started a waiting list. But you don't have to play in the tournament to enjoy the festivities. We're going to have food trucks out here. We're going to have some music. We're going to have, you know, some beer gardens and some nice different things that for the kids to come out. We're going to have a putting contest. So you don't actually have to play in the tournament. And then the fireworks in the evening, if you've never been to Tokti in the evening, which most people haven't because they leave, it's pretty fun. It's a really neat community event. The whole community comes out. So you mean golfers and non-golfers alike.
Sounds awesome. One last thing, folks. You could also check out the Tokati page on Facebook, on Twitter. It's at Tokati Golf Club. And I always want to make sure and ask you about people, businesses, whatever kind of group you might be a part of. I mean, we know the golf and the experience is fantastic, but what about your total facilities and the kinds of events you could host out there at Tokati?
Exactly, Steve. There's a lot of things. We do weddings. We've done corporate outings. We've got a pavilion where you can kind of set yourself away from the golf course, but still the Three Sisters glow in the backdrop. It's an outdoor type, sort of roof, but open wall area. We've got a number of different areas on the golf course that allow us to be totally flexible to events other than golf.
You guys are fantastic. The course is in tremendous shape. Some are just getting started. Dan, always great catching up. Send my best to all the folks out there at Tokati. And obviously, I look forward to talking with you again later this season.
Well, you need to get back out and redeem yourself.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Steve, thank you.
Take it easy.